consistent.
Welcome to The Basement. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm your host, Nolo. And in studio, we have a guest. Guest, you want to introduce yourself?
So I got downgraded from co-host to just guest. That's hilarious. You can tell I don't care because it's like, yo, we in this. We doing this. This is what we do.
All right, so let me tell you a story.
You don't get rid of the nata on the top of the coffee?
No. So my glasses broke, right?
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened. I was working, and some people throw out their garbage in really weak bags.
Oh.
So this happens sometimes. When you pick up a bag, because you do it so quick, you're like, just throwing it.
Yeah.
Wow. That was with your watch just now. So when you sometimes when you grab a bag and you go to throw it, the bag breaks in your hand and the bag goes flying. But because you're putting so much pressure, the bag rips, your arm is still flying. So you punch yourself sometimes. It happens to everybody. It happens all the time. They tell you there's a certain way you got to throw it, but sometimes you're just going so quick. And that's what happened. I punched myself.
So you punched yourself throwing garbage in the truck.
And I broke my glasses.
So that's was it. Those one of those instances where it's like, I got to lie about this thing?
No, I knew what it was. Everybody does it. Sometimes somebody was like, damn, I hit myself again. It's like, you got to throw it this way. You can't throw it like this.
How many times did it take for you to like, okay, yeah, I got it. I'm not going to do that again.
Guys that are been there for years still do it. Because it's just easier motion, you know? And it happens so rare. I mean, not super rare, but like, rare enough, they're like, whatever about it. You hit yourself every once in a while, sometimes happens.
That you don't learn from it.
And you kind of know when you grab the bag, if it's a cheap bag or not, if you get away with it. But the bag was, the stuff in the bag was dumb heavy. That's what it was.
I have this like crazy, I don't know why I hear this like over bass sound, but I have this crazy thing where I'm like, you guys don't lift from your knees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you gotta learn that right away.
It's a big thing.
You have to learn right away.
You're not going to last.
You're not going to last. You got to do it for 20 years or whatever. So you're like, you got to learn. That's the first thing they teach you when you first go to the garage. That's the first thing they tell you. Every time you go out with a senior guy, he's like, lift with your knees. And you just get, then it becomes a habit. If the bags are light, it's like whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when it's a heavy bag, you got to like from under you. You know what I'm saying? You got to like crouch down, pick it up.
So
like
it's that. The older guys that always overemphasize the back thing because they're probably already feeling it.
What? And also guys that are not working there anymore that had to retire early. So they're like, don't do it.
Wow.
They always say, don't do it because your pitch is not going to be as high if you leave something stupid like that. You're going to be missing years. Don't do it. So at the first week, you pretty much got it because it's not all the time. Okay. And plus, if the bag's too heavy, you can leave it behind. You don't have to take it. The people know if they make a dumb heavy bag and the garbage man doesn't bring it, it's because the bag's too heavy. They're not going to kill themselves to pick it up.
That definitely happens in my neck of the woods. For sure. Yeah. For sure. It definitely happens in my neck of the woods.
I punched myself.
How do you feel?
I was mad. I was mad at myself. I fought myself.
But you don't... I mean, the glasses are free, right?
Yeah, basically. You just gotta wait for them to come, that's all. What about you?
You get them in the mail? You don't pick them up at the shop? I guess in the mail.
I get it from Zenni Optical.
Oh, look at that. We're advertising again for free.
Zenni Optical. I pay $8 for these glasses.
Really? Wow. Get me a pair. It's $8. I don't understand why you don't.
Insurance pays for the lenses, and I pay for the thing. In fact, now I don't have to pay for anything because now the insurance covers everything, the purchase and everything.
I don't understand why you don't buy me a pair.
I don't buy anybody pairs. My insurance does everything.
You should say you lost it and get another pair just for me.
Oh, yeah. Take these. You can take these if you want
to fix it. The ones that are broken. You know what? But some Gorilla Glue might actually do the job.
I was thinking about that.
But
it's you see the gap? It's because the glass is really pushing. I tried compressing it, but it doesn't. It's tight. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if the glues are going to actually hold it. I thought wood grew originally because I wooden glasses.
Right. But No. Damn. Blind people. Blind people problems, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, we're here. I think it's like mid-February. People are like, what is this? This year definitely is taking a hot minute.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think that's because we're anticipating a lot of stuff to go down? I was going to say sugar, honey.
A lot of stuff has gone down.
Has. But yet there's still a whole lot more that's supposed to be going down.
Yeah. I mean, we're only in February, bro. So, I mean, think about this year already. All the stuff that's happened with president, freaking corona, Hong Kong protests.
Iran. That guy that got shot from Iran.
He got missiled. Trump pulled an Obama and just freaking shot him with a drone.
He did, and everyone's upset that the way he did it. And I'm like, it's just because you hate Trump. It has nothing to do with
what. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's popular to hate Trump.
It's zero to do with
it's what. It's like when you watch the video, you saw there was a video of a guy, they were doing something, and the girl was like, oh, I hate Trump because he's racist. He's like, all right, what did he say? How do you know? You know, give me an example, something. Just give me anything. You're stating it, right? So it means you know it. Tell me what you know. And they never have anything. So I was like, all right, if you have nothing, then what are you going
to
do?
I'm trying to catch up to be in level with you. I feel like I'm over base, no? Or is it this headphone? It might be broken.
It's probably the headphones.
Anyway, so I'm trying to catch up to the series Glitch.
I watched.
Shut up. I'm missing like 2 episodes for season 3 to be caught up to you.
You're not up to me then. You're past me.
Really?
I just finished up season 2.
Wow. I guess I can't say what I'm about to say.
No.
Well then.
Is the show over?
Bro, you know more than me. Right. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
It's a crazy
concept.
And it's like weird. It's like different. You have like some science and some freaking, I have no idea, some religion. I don't even know. Demons? I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, there's like 2 sides to it, and it's not adding up. But it's like the mystery is still keeping me there.
Remember, it's an Australian show, so it takes a long time for it to get here.
Especially, damn, it's been rough.
Either goes around the world to get to us, or it goes through the world. I don't know how it happens.
It definitely has to go to LAX first. Yeah. I mean, no one can get there.
And then with the corona stuff going on, it's going to take forever.
You think that corona thing is going to be serious?
It is serious, bro. People dying by the masses in freaking China.
In China?
Yeah. And I think we had 12 cases in America.
But no one died.
No, not in America. Somebody just died in Europe, though.
Really?
Yeah. First case in Europe, they died.
You think this is going to like reset the population? You think this is Mother Nature's way of saying, yeah, I don't get...
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, there's not... People talk about overpopulation. It's not true. We can fit everybody in the whole world in Texas. Everybody. And have space still. It's not about overpopulation. What is
that'll food. Be one really crowded region, though.
It'll be the only region. But really, Texas. So yeah, so everybody in the world can fit in Texas with room. I think they can have like an acre of land.
I don't think it's the. Like I don't think it's. I don't think the argument though is that the number of people, but rather the footprint each human actually leaves. I have a huge garbage bag. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Granted, of garbage for one person myself, but even as myself, especially when you told me you each driver or employee does what 15,000 tons. What was it?
No, it's 5,000 each day. At least, minimum.
That you're just doing. You and your buddy. Your little... Whoever that randomly may be each day. You're such a slut. Look how happy he gets. You see his smile? I'm so jealous. I'm wearing pink. My thing is... You said 5 tons.
5 tons each, yeah.
Tons. That's like 4 cars. So...
And that's 1 truck a day. And we have probably about 7 or 8 trucks a day going out in just the one area.
So it's like... Yeah, okay, so... I'm thinking to myself as one individual, I'm this huge garbage bag, and I'm saying to myself, wow, can you imagine a family of 4, a family of 6?
I throw one garbage bag every day.
Every day?
Every day. You throw one bag.
I mean, I could throw probably a little bag, but no more than that. But even that's a lot if you think about it.
And we recycle.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what happens here in recycling. I feel like it's a da-da-da.
I don't even know if it's real. All right. I have no idea what happens.
Wait, you work in the, you work for the sanitation. You don't know what happens to the recycling.
Well, we don't recycle it. We other we companies send it out. Do it. Yeah. So I don't know how that works. I don't know what they do to it, bro. Because there's times I go to the dump for whatever, a month later, and I'm like, I saw that there last month. This garbage here. This fridge, whatever. Why is it still here? And it's like, are they recycling? Are they collecting it and shipping it out? Because apparently they do that too. They instead of them recycling in America, they ship it to like China.
I believe that certain things, including refrigerators and ACs, because they have that chemical thing, whatever that is, whatever that's called for you smart people, maybe you can put it in the comments.
Refrigerant.
Oh my God, look at all that milk and coffee in your dirty lips. You look like a savage freaking beast. You never take care of yourself anymore, right? You have no reason. He's married. He's done. He clocked out a while ago. That's crazy. Because sometimes I feel like that, and then it's like, I got to try again. No, but back to the sanitation thing. So from what I understand, that certain things, they can't just pop open because it's just, yeah, you got to process it. Like batteries, they say don't throw that sucker out. How many people throw their batteries out?
If it's a car battery, we don't touch it.
Yeah, but if like little batteries? If it's a
paint can that has pee in it, we don't touch anything. Any barrel, bucket that has any kind of liquid in it, we don't touch.
So you haven't been in sanitation long enough to know, actually. So from what I see, they have these stations that are piers where the garbage, I'm assuming, gets sorted and then it gets dumped into a big
There's private companies that have their own landfills. They either burn it. I don't know what they do with it.
Yeah, but you've seen those things. There's one on 39th. There's one right next to Home Depot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That one.
The huge sanitation sign. And the boats come by with a barge or whatever. No,
but that's our. See what it says?
That's yours.
That's sanitation.
So what's going in there?
The boats get loaded up and they ship it up to a different company. That's all it is. It's a transfer station.
But what are they loading up just everything? Or are they loading up, oh, this is all magnetic that went through a belt that.
Bad one. I never drove them before. I never know. I've only worked in Manhattan.
I feel like it's top secret stuff. Meanwhile, it's just a sanitation
guy. No, I'm sure it's a way to figure it out. It's just, I don't know.
That's insane.
Like, we dump on our own station paper. I know that. On 59th Street. We dump paper in a barge.
Right.
It's like a cliff, bro. You back up to the edge of the cliff and you dump it out over the cliff. And it's far, bro. And that thing piles up. They cover it or whatever and they ship it out to God knows where.
Damn.
I know that paper is valuable and plastic and metal is valuable. So they're not just going to dump it. That's one of the reasons why recycling works, is because it's financially viable. It's the only reason why it works. You know what I'm saying? If they didn't make money off of it, they wouldn't do it. Companies, you start recycling paper, companies need paper. Cardboard boxes, pizza boxes, stuff like that. They want it. They'll buy it off because it's cheaper than cutting down a tree and processing it. So it's valuable. Same thing with plastic. It's valuable. Metal, of course, is valuable. You melt it down. But garbage, like banana peels, are not valuable. But they get some. So the city uses it. You know what I'm saying? Every year when they collect Christmas trees, they take it. There's a special truck that goes around collecting Christmas trees. I forgot how they chop it up. I forgot what his word is. They mulch it. And then you'll see it after Christmas, a few months later, everywhere there's little trees around New York City, you're going to see brand new mulch on the tree.
So as of right now, you can't verify whether or not recycling is real.
I've never seen it. But it has to, because it's valuable.
You're assuming that?
Yeah.
But for you, all you
know, it's profitable. It's just... Somebody has to say, hey, that's a business opportunity. You know what I'm saying? There has to be.
Well, what would they gain out of lying about it?
Oh, I'm not saying that they're lying. I just never seen it. So I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Oh, I'm saying they're lying, but yeah. I'm trying to figure out what would be the purpose of it, though? What would they
gain? I know that there's a few things that people throw out that are not recyclable, like plastic bags. They're not recyclable. Like when you guys for the bodega?
Yeah, they're supposed to be charging soon, right?
Because that's the final process. Like you can't recycle it anymore. That's the last step. Like, you can recycle things like hard plastics to cheaper plastic, and it goes down, down, down. The plastic bag is the worst kind of plastic. Like, that's it. So
It's the thinnest.
You can't really recycle that. It's just garbage. It winds up just going to be garbage.
But does it break down as fast because it's so thin?
No. That stuff lasts forever, bro. Recycling, they got to get... Plastics rule the world. Everything, look around you. Everything is plastic. That's why they're trying to get rid of it. Look around everywhere, bro. On our heads and our freaking mouth. This thing, this, all this, the whole table.
What plastic do you have in your mouth right now?
No, the mic. In your mouth. Why is plastic? Plastic cover.
Let me find out you got a tongue ring. You didn't tell me.
This right here is plastic. This is plastic.
I was on the social realm.
I stay out of that realm.
And there was someone who I guess I follow. She's a veterinarian. Anyway, she got a really she posted something, and I saw maybe at the first few minutes of her rampage. She seems like a cool person, but she was going on about how everyone's making these comments about Buttigieg and being that he's gay and whatnot, and the Christians and that whole conversation.
Oh yeah.
And to me, you know, I don't know what her beliefs are in particular, but she was shouting out the Christians, talking about, you know, judging others and blah blah blah, the regular spiel that you normally would get. That because this dude is, you know, getting numbers, he's one of the, I guess, front runners. Yeah, people are like, should I say that in public? He's one of the front runners that, you know, they're calling him out on this whole gay thing. And if you're a Christian and you support him, then you're a hypocrite.
I hate that. So then you're telling me Christians that supported Trump are good? Trump's not a Christian. He's a sinner. He got divorced. He lies. Grab him by the... What did he say? I forgot what it was. So, but what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter. None of them are Christians. It doesn't matter, yo. None of them are Christians. Jimmy Carter, that was the last Christian person in office I remember. Apparently, George Bush was supposed to be supposedly a Christian too. 9/11, George Bush.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was actually a Christian. He.
I don't know about that. They call him watching some sports game with Ellen. So.
And she's gay.
Because she's gay.
Oh man, and she's left, and he's right. Oh my God, we're not supposed to do that.
So I don't know what he is at this point.
Yeah, but yeah, none of these are people are Christian. None of them. You're going to tell me Bernie Sanders is a Christian? None of them are Christian, bro. None of them. So when people complain about that, I'm like, you're an idiot. You're just choosing things right now. You're trying to make a case for yourself.
Yeah, you're just trying to sound right.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do. Look at me. I'm a Christian.
All right, you feel like you're like that too? That I want to sound right in this conversation.
It depends what it's about. If it's something that I'm...
That's what I want to get at.
I feel confident that I'm right about it, I'll fight for it, yeah.
And if it's not?
If I find out I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Well, if you're not even sure, will you still jump in? Like, yeah, you know, I know what I'm talking about.
If I'm not sure, I'll say I'm not sure. Like, I'm not 100% on this, but I'll tell you what I believe or whatever.
I feel like people who gather this information and it is dead ass like facts 100%.
If it's facts, then yeah.
But I feel like they don't even go and verify at all. Yeah. It's the first thing they see.
Well, also facts are not facts, right?
What is this guy talking about?
All right, I'll give you an example. You ever heard of a book called The Bell Curve?
Yes.
Okay. I think his name is Charlie Murphy. Something Murray, Charles Murray. Anyway, the point is that the way the bell curve, the thesis of the bell curve is, it's IQ. You take an IQ and there's a, basically the premise is white people are smartest, or Asians or something are smartest, and then it goes downhill from there. You got your freaking white, Spanish, and then like supposedly blacks at the bottom, IQ level, right?
Whoa.
It's not what you expected? Now, this is a study that he did. They're facts, right? The study he did, right? Now, you can look at it two different ways. You have to interpret these facts. You have to say now one or two things. Either white people, Asian, are the smartest, Jewish smartest, and everybody else is dumb. Or he tested certain people that he probably shouldn't have tested, or tested other people that he should have. Right? Did he test Neil deGrasse Tyson? That's a smart black man right there. You know what I'm saying? Or did he just find some, you know, if you go down this block right here, you'll failed see, IQs, yeah. 100%, right?
Yeah.
All right. But if you go up the hill, you're going to have some high IQs.
Yeah.
Okay. See? So, and then you got black and white.
So that the study was.
So it's, you have to interpret the facts. You have to really look at it, right? So that's why when the I don't know if you remember a long time ago when Trump had this lady, I forget her name, and she was like alternate facts or something like that, and everybody's giving a hard time. It was like a meme, alternate facts. We have alternate facts.
You're talking about his campaign manager.
Yeah. So people right away was like, oh, you know, they're trying to make up facts. It's like, well, this is what they mean by that. You got to take the facts. You got to interpret it. What does it mean by that? You know, I forgot why I even started talking about this.
We started talking about this because apparently it started initially from this person who was complaining about all these comments being made about Buttigieg being gay. And
he's trying to say he's not gay.
I'm trying to say that I think that the argument was that you have all these individuals judging and condemning and that whole
spiel. They totally should. Don't get me wrong. You should totally judge and condemn because there's not one person that I talk to when we talk about Jesus. I'm like, yeah, you're a sinner. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm judging you for sure. No matter what. You're a freaking sinner. I'm a sinner too. Don't get me wrong.
But it's not me that's judging you.
No, that's what I'm saying. I am bringing forth what I know. Here you go. Right? And then, like Andy says, I'm a beggar trying to show another beggar where the bread's at. That's all I'm trying to do. I know where the bread is. I'm going to show you. I need it too, though. We both need the bread. I just know where it's at.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So, yeah. They're all... So, when people say, oh, Christians shouldn't judge, I'm like, they should totally judge.
So in this instance, if Buttigieg wins the nomination, and let's say he has a chance against El Mandatón Trump, do you think he'll have Christians voters?
No, because Christians are stupid. That's the problem.
So, okay, so let's back up for a second.
You want smart voters?
Let's say Asian you were on that side of the party.
Asian population is smart voters. Jewish population is very smart voters.
But hold on, I'm asking you, a non-smart person.
Yeah.
Like myself.
Yeah. Right? No, I don't agree. I don't argue with you, bro. Yeah, you're right, 100%. Yeah.
If you were of that other party, would you vote for him?
I don't know his politics.
Forget about his. Just the all we're basing on is that you're under that party. It could be the party of the chicken wings, chicken nuggets.
If I'm trying to fight Trump, see, but the thing is,
it's not even about Trump. It's about your candidate, whatever party, whatever affiliation, is gay. You're a Christian. Go.
If the guy I like is gay.
The guy that's in your party, your guy, the only nominee that's running against whoever, Big Bird, doesn't matter. The point is that's your guy from your party, gay, you're Christian. What do you do?
Like is gay.
The guy that's in your party.
But the party I'm throwing in my house, he's gay?
He's gay.
So we're going to get drunk and have fun.
He said drunk and have fun.
Nah, I don't care. That's the thing. I really don't care. Listen, what are they going to do? Pass another, get married, gay?
What I'm asking is, does your Christianity, your relationship with your creator, does it hinder you from voting or picking someone who is gay, gay?
No, because I think they're all sinners. Like, blatant. Like, none of them are Christian, right? So they're all blatant. They all gave themselves over to this
sin. So just like you voted for Trump for grabbing women by the...
There you go. But that's what I'm saying. You can't base it on that. You have to base it on what their policy is going to be like, right? If you know what their policies are, you don't have to agree with 100% who they are, what they say, how they act. You don't have to agree with none of that.
Yeah.
It's about what their policies, what they're going to bring to the table. How's it going to benefit me?
I love how when they go into explaining... Just a basic explanation as to how they're planning to get some of the things that they're advocating, like Bernie Sanders. And he literally, I lost track of how many clips he's like, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you saying? But explain to me how, where is this money going to come from?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Well, he said it, that it's going to be, we're going to be taxed. Everybody's going to be super
the
taxed.
The middle class.
Everybody.
Now he's specifically.
He's going to charge everybody 50% tax. Watch.
But
if you guys think that your checks suck now, wait until Bernie Sanders wins presidency. Your checks are going to be horrible.
But specifically, the middle class suffers.
Yeah.
The poor always suffers.
The poor is going to suffer. There's always going to be poor people. There's always going to be losers. You're never going to have 100% winners. Never. If you have a perfect utopian society.
Yeah, you can't have winners if there's nothing to compare them with. Losers.
Well, look, let's say everybody has healthcare. Everybody has... free college. Everybody Social gets a place security. To live for free. Everybody gets fed for free. You're still going to have losers. You're going to have drug addicts. You're going to have people with disabilities that can't do certain things. You're going to have outcasts. You're always going to have that.
Yeah.
Okay? You're never going to get rid of it. But what you won't have if you do that is rich people that are willing to provide for those people that are outcasts. Because everybody's going to be even. So there's never going to be a rich person that's like, I could pay for all these people. They can't because there's no rich people no more.
But some say that, why leave it up to those individuals whether they feel like it or not? Why
not? You leave it up to each individual person.
Right, but why do that? So how, and what guarantee do we get that each individual person that's billionaires are actually going to go ahead and take care of the
future? There's no guarantees in life.
There's no guarantees in life. No guarantees in life. Don't but there is a guarantee if you put everything in the basket and have and split it up evenly.
But if you do that, you're not going to get rid of losers. You're only going to get rid of winners. That's all you're going to get rid of. You're still going to have your losers, and now you're going to have no more winners. You're going to have no more people that have excess wealth to provide for other people, right? Look at Bill and Melinda Gates, right? They're stupid rich, right? He can't give away money fast enough. But what he did, he's trying to get rid of malaria. He's already got rid of some other disease. I forgot what it was. Him himself, that governments from countries around the world couldn't do, he did it in his one lifetime. Okay? Because he's a winner and he's like, I'm going to do this with my money.
He gave away so much and he's back up there.
He's back up there. He can't get rid of it fast enough. So that's what I'm saying. That person benefited the world more than all these governments throughout the entirety of history. Think about how, if he gets rid of malaria, let's just hope that that's his goal in life, to get rid of malaria and completely. If he does that, he would have saved more lives than every government ever has. Because think of all the people that die of malaria daily. You know what I'm saying? Because we have one guy that's a winner. Okay? Now imagine we allow people to do that. Rich people donate money all the time because sometimes it's a write-off. They want to get rid of it so they don't have to pay so much in taxes. That's only going to benefit society.
Yeah, right. Their perspective is, I'm going to lose it either ways.
Yeah.
I might as well help somebody else out. Exactly. And is that, maybe their perspective is, I'm not, consider this, that their perspective is, I could care less about anybody else.
Yeah.
But I hate my money being taken.
By the government.
By the government.
Oh, I'd
rather spend it and give it. Yeah, exactly. And that's the mindset of most rich people. And we don't see that.
Even if they do it for greedy reasons.
Even if they do it for greedy reasons, we benefit.
We benefit from it. Yes. And that's what people say. Oh,
and that's where I think we're Trump. That's Trump.
Yeah. So when they say the rich people get tax breaks, oh, that's horrible. Look where those tax breaks go. They go to the poor. You know what I'm saying? So when people complain about them, like, you're taking the facts and you're not looking at what the facts, you're not looking at what, you know, taking it apart. What do these facts mean? You're just looking at it bold-faced. They get tax breaks.
That's you're so emphasized on the cause, you're not looking at the effects.
Yeah.
Basically. You're so hung up on, oh, it's this rich guy. Nah. Yeah.
You know what? I've read this. I'm in the middle of it. I got one last chapter left. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You should read it. It's a short book. It's only like 300 pages.
I thought you read it already.
No, I didn't read it yet.
Really?
Bro, it changed.
I've heard a lot about it.
It changes you the way you think, bro.
Yeah.
It changes you the way you think.
I saw something about that book and they were talking about it heavily and about, I think it was
Steve Harvey was covering it. Because I'm poor. I have a free version if you want. But it's on your phone. You got to read on your phone or iPad or something.
Okay.
So good. It really changes the way you think because people look at money like it's going to change their life, right? So I give you an example.
I definitely heard enough about this book. Go ahead.
So I give you an example. Me, I got a job that's pretty good. It's going to take care of me pretty much for the rest of my life and blah, blah, blah. But when I die, that's it. It's done. That money that the government gave me or whatever the union gave me throughout my life stops when I die.
That's it.
There's nothing to pass on to the next generation, right? So all the money that I've invested in crap around me, the most that it's going to cost is somebody selling it for half price that I got it for, whatever. But if I figure out a way to get wealth myself, no government, no freaking company, I don't care what they say, it's mine.
Yeah.
I give it to my kids and let them build wealth themselves, right? Eventually it gets to the point where there's going to be somebody in my family that doesn't have to work anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it changes the way you view life. It's like, damn.
It does, but eventually I feel like somewhere down the line, your descendants, you're gonna have the ones that fall off.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
live off of
but
it.
But that's what I'm saying.
The moral thing that you built up of this mentality of wealth, it sort of resets itself.
Yeah, exactly. But that would be bad parenting. You know what I'm saying? If I give it, so if I let's say I take my I got four kids, and I take all of them, I give them a fourth of let's say I make whatever. Let's say I make $1 million, and I give each one of them a fourth, $25,000. $250,000. With $250,000, you could buy a house. You could rent out. You could buy a few properties depending on where you go in this country.
Where you are, yeah.
Right? So you could make your own wealth, or you could get high and die. Right? That's what people say, oh, Trump got $1 million loan. It's like, you know how much people won the lottery and are poor right now because they burned through hundreds of millions of dollars? It's not just, oh, he got a loan. Of course he's rich.
I usually ask that question when I'm talking to shorties. Like, if you would win the lottery, what would you do? And very few do I get people that are like, oh, I'm going to invest it and try to, like, property, you know, make it grow, go get interest on it.
Yep. That's what you have to do.
When I hear that, I'm like, I like you. I like you a lot.
If you say, oh, I'm going to buy this car. I'm gonna buy. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm going to buy those cars. But I'm also going to put a substantial amount in some sort of income, somewhere I can make money.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, people complain about money, money, money. It's like, if you work and put your efforts into it. I saw a video of the lady. She was complaining. She's like, I got two jobs and I got a master's degree. Okay. So why don't you get a better job if you have a master's degree? Why are you staying in the state? Why don't you move to another state where they pay more? Why are you making moves? Why are you just staying there? Why don't you do something? You know what I'm saying? Don't complain and say, I'm poor, somebody give me money. Do something. Figure it out. Talk to somebody. Read a book. Watch a freaking documentary. Just get something. Do something. Don't just sit there and say, I got to work two jobs and it's hard. Figure it out. Do something, yo.
Yeah.
The amount of free resources out there right now is crazy, bro. We can look up right now. Right now, me and you can figure out how to get real estate for cheap. We just have to physically do it. We can look it up online right now. You know what I'm saying? If you work at McDonald's, you can figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Right? Yes. You work at McDonald's, you just make enough money to go to the library, use a computer, print it out, read it, study it, go to whatever, the person that holds the deeds for the area you live in, find out how much it costs, all that crap. Whatever. But there's ways. If nobody does it because nobody does it, right? Same thing with me when I printed the t-shirts, right? I went away, I did it. I quit my job. I put full time. I found customers. I did it. To this day, I don't even do that anymore. Physically, I don't print. But now I outsource, and I still do it. To this day, I still do it. Right? I plan on doing more different things. Try to figure out ways to make money. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
Look at us today in this podcast. We just have to do it.
I know, and this has been going on for a minute, and it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know. It's not, and that's the other thing. It's not meant to be easy. Like,
if it was meant to be easy, everybody would be doing it.
Everybody would be pretty much hooked up.
It takes effort.
It's true.
Listen, if you're staying home, playing video games, watching Netflix and chill all day long, 3 or 5, 6, 7 episodes, and you're going to complain that you're poor, you know what I'm saying? You can't. You have so much time to study, to read, to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Invest in stocks. Oh, I don't know how to do that. If you looked it up online, you figure out that there's an app on your phone that you can do it for free.
That's the other thing. Like, exactly. Like, there's really no, not to say that there's no excuse, but the amount of resources available is ridiculous.
Yeah, look, you want
to Google alone.
I'm going to give everybody a free freaking example of how to make money or how to save money easily. Super easy. Okay. It's going to cost you $1 a month because they charge you for the service. You connect it to your card, your bank card. And every time I make a purchase, let's say I want to buy a cup of coffee. It costs $1.25 or $1.75, whatever.
Yeah.
The leftover change to equal to $2. So, like, if the coffee cost me $1.75 and you just lowered me.
I did.
So, if the coffee costs $1.75, a quarter goes to the special account that they use that money to invest in stocks. And then every time you spend, little bit of change, 25 cents.
Oh yeah,
cents.
What is that called?
Acorns.
Acorn. And there's also a one particular bank that does that. I think it's TD that rounds off to the dollar and then puts the rest.
That's into what I'm saying. Like, that's easy way to save money without even thinking about it. By the end of the month, you're like, oh, I saved $100. Didn't even think about it.
Have you checked your Bitcoin?
I have not checked my
Bitcoin. I have not checked my Bitcoin either. I doubt that's even there.
I plan. I don't know. I got a
message. I tried.
Apparently, New York City is like a different law now. You have to go out of the city to do something with that.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Like, you can't do what?
So I might have to go to Jersey and figure it out. If they, for some reason, ISP, what is it? The internet, the address, what is it called?
IP. I, IP.
IP? Okay. If the IP is in New York City or New York State or something like that, it won't let you get in the website. You have to go out of state.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you and I are going to have to make a trip.
A Jersey's right there.
This is true. Jersey is right there. This is mad true, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so you can use Acorns. Simple. You can download it right now today on your phone. They'll charge you $1 a month, but the amount of money you save, it's, you don't even notice it.
For a dollar?
And they just don't hold your money. They invest it in stocks. So you'll see it. Give you like a little portfolio. You get to choose if you want volatile or non-volatile, like very moderate. You can make 10 cents a month, which is nothing. Or you can make $50 a month, depending on how much money you got in there. Or you could use another app is Robinhood, where you pick yourself how much money you want to add into it, and you buy stocks yourself on your phone for free. You buy and sell all day long.
I have that one. I don't have Acorns though. I have that one though. Yeah. I have that one. I have the Bitcoin, which I need to really dumb check.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all you gotta do is do it. Nothing's stopping you.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, if you could spend, you know, $100 on lottery tickets,
yeah,
you know, a year, put the 100 towards this and see where it goes.
That's why I tell people that smoke. If you have a habit smoking, drinking, every time you feel an urge to smoke a cigarette and you want to go buy one,
word,
take the money and put it in a jar.
Put it right in there.
Put it somewhere. Save it.
And mainly cash, because then it's difficult, right? Because you got to go, you got to put it into an account, you got to...
That's what I'm saying. Whatever vices you have that you know is costing you money, like some people are addicted to video games. Okay. When the new video game comes out, you're in your mind and your heart are like, I'm going to get that. That $60 video game, take those $60 and put it away and be like, I'm not going to get that. But the money's saved now.
Speaking of video games, Stadia didn't do much, huh?
I don't even know what happened to that thing, yo.
I heard that the speeds weren't there.
Have you tried it?
I haven't. And I was. And then I don't know who it was that I was talking to. And they were like, yeah, I heard bad reviews. And I'm like, bro, it hasn't even come out yet. He was like, nah, somebody's friend. But I was like, damn. Like, he said it so confident that I was like, I'm going
to
hold
off. You know what it is? It's the area you live in. This says up to whatever, you know, whatever frames per minute. But if you live in the middle of freaking Arkansas, you're not going to get that, bro. New York City, you'll get that.
Internet speeds?
Yeah. New York City internet speeds up there. But if you go some weird state, you're going to be like, I'm not going fast enough. Yeah, of course not. The internet sucks.
I feel like the internet speed is up there, but there's so many people on.
But apparently they took that into account when they did it. Trying to get to the right spot. Ooh. I wanted to go that way.
Do it.
I don't know, bro. I'm nervous.
That's as far as it's gonna go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know. People complain. What's up, bro?
You're off today, right?
Yeah.
It would have been like time.
No, I'm off. I'm off. Yeah, I'm off. I gotta work at 12 tonight. It's off.
It's off.
It's off.
It's a whole other day.
It's a day, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Whenever I find I gotta work at midnight, I'm like,
were you always good at reading military time?
No, I had to freaking force myself.
Really? How long did it take you?
It took me about a week. I changed it on my phone. Because you gotta like, or you know what it is? It's the math. You gotta like subtract 12.
At first, but then after a while, it's like.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while.
You know, 18 to 6. You look at it, you're like, all right,
yeah, I get it.
28.
So what you do is I changed my phone to military time for like a week. And then I was like, all right, I got it. I just got to get used to it, accustomed to it. Then when I see it on the board, because they put it like a military time on the board, you kind of like, all right, you look at it quick. Instead of like, what is that take away 12? 16 take away 12 is 4. Okay, 4 o'clock. You know?
16 take away 12.
$150.
You making that money?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? So Valentine's passed. We're in the middle of February. No major snowstorm.
Nope.
You must be tight working in sanitation.
Everybody's saying that, like, what the hell is going on this year? It's like cold on days that there's no rain. So it's no snow.
El Nino.
And then on warm days, it snows. On warm days, it rains. And on cold days, it doesn't rain. And they're like, what's going on?
I know. So that is depressing when it's warm and it's like.
No, the other day was freezing. It was like 17 degrees outside.
I know,
bro. I was freezing out there.
And oh God, yeah, talk about that.
Yeah.
And what you have gloves? What do? You just do it. I went to wash my car the other day, and I was like,
"You get a coat. You're never gonna use that coat because you move so much, you start sweating. It doesn't matter how cold it is. They say just wear a sweater."
Yeah. Every time I hear your stories, I'm like, I couldn't do it. I would be the guy that quits within the first month.
Yeah. There's a guy that quit last month, actually. Old man. He's like, I can't do it anymore. I'm like, peace.
How long did he last?
Since September. until last month. Because, but he was retired and he was collecting money. He just was doing it just so he doesn't stay home. So to him, he was like, I don't need this money. I gotta go. He's already like 50 something. He's like, I'm done. He's retired. Why'd you even bother working?
Why even take it? You got Cortana listening to us, bro.
I lost the thread of the conversation.
Chill, baby.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so you go outside, you wear basically just a uniform with long johns under it. That's it. That's all you got. It doesn't matter how cold it is. I have a thing like a mask that covers your whole face. Like, only leaves us exposed.
Yeah.
That's it. And even that, if I have that on, I start sweating too much. I have to take it off.
So you haven't done a summer hot 99 degree.
They said that that's going to be fun. Because they have shorts, but they're like, don't wear shorts. Do not wear shorts.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't know. That seems inappropriate.
Inappropriate?
I don't know why that seems inappropriate, though. I thought about the village men for some reason.
Of course you did.
I'm just glad. Look how happy he is when I said it, though. You saw that? Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much.
Is that supposed to be your mouse? You're holding like you're about to.
Because I'm used to this life, bro. Right now, I got my son in the other room playing video games, and I have him with the master computer. And apparently, I had to dim the screen because this was not charging, but it's still working and we're still recording, so we're good to go. Right. But yeah, so there's a lot of people going on live, and a lot of people like doing these group things, and everyone's doing this. And
but you were telling me about you're telling me about this girl talking about Buttigieg. Is that what you had to say about her? What she said?
Well, I mean, she was just over. She was really like, you know. It's insane how, you know, because this guy's one of the front runners, that now all these people are calling him out because he's gay. And, you know, she was really adamant and like, you know, I hate to use the word emotional, but she was riled up as far as, you know, judging other people and just this whole, and really coming down on the Christians that condemn other people in anything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, okay, yeah, the gay topic is a popular one. To then go into the topic of, you know, if you're Christian but you're condemning gays and you're not really Christian. I feel like if you're Christian and you're condemning anyone, you're not really Christian. Moreover, there's a difference between condemning someone and then informing someone. This is what it is. I didn't write this.
Yeah.
This is what it is. If you didn't already read it. If you read it, then why am I going to bring it up? You know what it is.
I think it's also the way that people are like, oh, you're going to hell because you're gay. No, you're going to hell because you're a sinner. That's why you're going to hell.
Right, so it's the way we communicate what the Bible says. I didn't write it. And as a sinner, believe me, a part of me is like, damn it, darn it, crap. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's just people that are ill-informed. That's what I'm saying. They're stupid. It's just dumb people that don't know how to... They should just stay shut. If you don't know what you're talking about, just shut up, please.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The people who have the mic now are the ones that normally wouldn't say anything in your face. But because the social media and everyone's hiding behind their phone, they're eager to spit, you know, wild things out of their mouth.
I would love those Christians that say that. I would love to have a conversation with those people. You know what I'm saying? To be like, okay, so then who a candidate is better than? You tell me.
Exactly. Yeah. Give me a candidate that has a clean rap sheet, has never said something wild or questionable, that's going to do the right thing by us.
Yeah.
Period. Period.
It's not. It's just people are just emotional.
So, okay. So Trump wins again. What happens after that? Kanye?
I hope so. Oh, my God. Don't even start now. This country would be a city on a hill. This would be the best country in the world if Kanye.
Yeah, when I see his church service or whatever, you know, that's referred to as, and everyone's wearing those brown bags, I just like, are we gonna turn into like a bunch of monks? I see Star Wars.
I see a cult.
Hardcore cult. But I feel like the cult came from the Mandalorian series or something.
Have you seen the whole thing?
I did. So good, amazing. But it was the only thing that actually Disney Plus was able to.
Yeah, apparently
they don't have anything else.
Apparently what happened was they put all their shows out at the same time. So they all ended at the same time. People are like, all right, now what? They're like, oh, we made a mistake.
But what all their shows? It's only one. I don't know any other Disney show.
They're like kids shows. It's Disney, so that's why.
That's what I'm saying. So you're looking at old classic Disney movies like, this is old.
That's like CBS, All Access. What are the shows on there?
God.
I can't even think of one.
Netflix is the only one that I recently dropped like 32 different series. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? 32?
That's what I'm saying. Netflix is...
I promise you, I'm not going to get through four of them.
And they're just pumping them out. Then I'm like, I never heard of this.
You saw Ragnarok?
I didn't see it. No, I couldn't watch it.
Because the language barrier?
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I try, man. I try. It's hard.
Yo, you know what you got to see? Lock and Key.
Okay, I'll try.
So, okay.
Is it childish?
Okay. Let me give you a little bit without spoiling it. I was talking to my cousins, and these are the cousins that love Harry Potter. And I said to them, this is how I phrase it. I said, hey, check this out. I have something for you guys to watch that taps into your realm and mine. And they're like, immediately they're like, no, nothing taps into Star Trek, bro. Stop that. You can't relate that to anything. I'm like, look, it has a little bit of a Harry Potter, but not enough that you're like, I can't. And it has enough of sci-fi where it's like, that's a good idea. That's genius, actually. And because it's kiddie, it gives you that Disney, Mandalorian, little freaking Baby Yoda kind of, you know, cuteness, you know, behind it. Some of the actors that are on it, I hadn't seen in a while. And I'm like, where did this actor come from, bro? I'm talking about, like, The Breakfast Club, like movies in the 80s. Like, where, these people are still alive? These, like, you know, C actors or B actors or whatever they're referred to as. But I think the idea is pretty boss. I put my son onto it. My son is so reluctant.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's only 10. But so I usually like to give a series an episode. If it's enough where I'm like, you know what, I'll lend you another. But I'm not going past that. If you don't got me by the second, then you're done. You're forever. You're gone. So I gave this one an episode. I liked it. Gave it, and it just kept getting more interesting. The concept is dope.
I still have to watch the Malcolm X documentary.
Shut up. I haven't seen that either.
I have it. I've downloaded it. I haven't had the time.
There's another.
It's like 5 or 6 episodes.
Stranger.
Stranger.
The Stranger. It's basically about somebody randomly coming up to you and be like, listen, your wife, she faked that pregnancy. She only did that because she knew that you were potentially going to cheat on her. So just to get you back, she faked the whole thing.
I'm out. She's crazy. I can't be in this relationship. I'm done. That should have been in the series right there.
No,
I can't get divorced. I can't be part of it.
Right. And then the stranger's like, oh, and you might want to get DNA tests on your older ones.
I'm out.
And dips. And then leaves.
Who's this stranger?
Who's this stranger? So it's a great concept, horribly done, I feel.
Oh, I hate that crap. They have good ideas.
Great idea, horrible. I feel like it was, you
could have done. Bad execution.
And you could have done it. You could have done better. Is it cheaper to make movies in other countries? I feel like that's what Netflix is doing.
It has to be.
It has to be.
It has to be because our people would have, everything's more expensive in America.
Yeah, because sure. just because liability alone.
Yeah.
For liability purpose alone, everyone's trying to get that lawsuit.
I was watching this thing. It's a video of an elevator. That goes, one side goes up and the other side comes down. But there's no door. It's just constantly nonstop going. You can fit two people in. So people wait, and the upside, when somebody jumps out, you jump in. But it doesn't stop. You got to do quick, right? And it says this is the fastest way to travel up and down, whatever. And I was like, that'll never happen in America. First of all, somebody fat's going to try to get in there. It's going to ruin it because the space is not that big, okay?
I'm thinking about those electric scooter chairs, that, you know, for the disabled.
Yeah. So you definitely, I mean, they have regular elevators, but that's like the fastest way. And then somebody's going to get hurt or fake getting hurt to sue, and then those elevators will be wiped out forever. But that's the thing with America, right? So we have smart ideas that we can't use here because somebody's going to sue somebody.
Because you got to think about liability.
You think about liability.
That's our biggest expense.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
In the history of this
people suing people.
Young ass country is... It's liability.
People suing people.
People suing people.
That's a whole business, bro.
It is. Think about it. And the ones who make the most cash are the lawyers and the courts.
They're like, I can help you.
Sure.
That's why they do the...
The commercials?
Not the commercials. We'll take this for free. You pay me after.
Oh.
Because they'll...
It's not pro bono.
No. What they do is they'll only take your case if they know they're going to win. That's number one. Then after they take it, they win. They take a big cut. And of course, they're like, I'll work for free. I'll take it later.
Yeah, because
so to you, they're free. You're just getting your money. You're out.
You're just waiting for it. And yeah. For them, it's like, it's a guarantee.
They'll probably even charge you more than they would normally because they're like, I'm taking a risk here. I'm not getting paid for this whole time until the end. So I'm taking a big risk.
Yeah, and if you're going to cash out early, then there's a fee for that.
Yeah. So there's a whole business, bro. We got a good business. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Why not?
I feel like it's too much. Like
you couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah, I think so. It's too much lying and behind back, and I couldn't.
But they don't see it as lying. I'm using the laws that
freaking numb to it. It's lying. They have this thing that like the lawyer asks you, did you do it or not? I'm your lawyer. I can't say anything. I have to protect you either way. I just need to know if you did it or not.
If you did it or not.
So I could know how to defend you better.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they know, hey, look, I murdered that person. I'm like, all right, I just need to know so that I could cover you up better. You know? And they'll take the case. They'll freaking, you win.
Boom. I'm thinking about, the minute you said that, I thought about Hillary and that rape thing that happened with that girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When she was laughing about
it. When she was laughing about it.
People want her to be president too, bro. And nobody cared about that whole thing.
No. No, no.
It came out. The video came out. People were like, "Oh, that's not her. That's really not her."
No, no, no. When Trump spoke in the van,
the bus, right? Was that really him? Because we didn't see his mouth move. We just heard a microphone.
Word.
We don't know.
It definitely sounded like him. But how many people interpret his voice?
Yeah, you just did it right now. Sounds just like him. You could have easily did that.
Yo,
that's what I'm saying. People. Now nobody said that, but that could have easily been said.
Yeah, but it was.
We don't know if it was him. You couldn't even. See him. It's a lie.
But the simple matter of the fact that audio wouldn't need to be used, you couldn't even use that in court. But the media, it's facts. It's breaking.
But that's the problem with. They call it the court of public opinion. Mm. It doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty. If the public
hears about you guilty,
now they don't even have to. Just gotta hear about it. It's enough. That's enough. You're done. You're guilty. You're finished. They heard about it. It's over. You did it. So, like Louis C.K., right? The comedian?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was just rubbing one out everywhere.
That's it. What, did he rape anybody?
No.
Did he force anybody? Right?
No, because even the individuals that were there witness to it, they could have gotten up and left, and they didn't.
No, not even. Listen to it, it gets even better. He asked them before he even started.
That's right.
He asked them, hey,
is this is about to go down. You guys good?
You guys good? You guys going to stay around? And they're like, yeah, we're going to stay around. I was like, okay. And he just did it. And then afterwards, they're like... really affected me when I saw him do that.
So, yeah, but they had nothing. I think they knew it.
But too. The problem is...
But in the court of
public opinion, he's guilty. He's a rapist. He's a freaking rapist, this guy. For what?
You think that's why David Chappelle be dipping? Ah.
Probably, yeah. He's like, I can't deal with y'all people. Y'all over-exaggerated for everything.
Because I get the sense from him that that's exactly his...
Hops in, hops out.
Like, it's too much, too much, too much.
But that's probably why Dave Chappelle made it so popular. Because what he was saying is what everybody was thinking. It's just people are sick of it, bro. They're sick of this.
I don't know if they're sick of it because then it would end.
Yeah. But it's also, like I was saying before, it's people that don't think. They just talk. You have a lot of battery or not? You
weren't? It actually went from 6% to 26%. And I'm like, yes.
It's charging?
I had to dim the thing all the way.
Do you need this?
No, I have the... No, that's the weak one. This is the one that's made for it. But I don't think it goes away. I think people need People need that drama in their life.
When did it start, right? It wasn't like this before.
Wasn't it?
I don't remember. When Barack Obama first became president, I don't remember any of this stuff going around.
Barack?
Yeah. The only thing I remember was he was born in Kenya, right? That was the biggest thing that I heard.
No birth certificate.
No birth certificate. Well...
If he was,
yeah. I think that's a troll, though. I don't think that's actually people. Actually, I don't think people actually believe that. I think people are just trolling. They're just trying to mess with him. But
do you think it got to him?
Nah. I don't think so. But people are stupid.
You think it got to her?
Probably. Women get offended by stuff like that.
Do you women really get offended about stuff like that? Yeah. Being called a man when you're not? I guess, yo.
You ever heard call take congratulations to a woman that's not pregnant?
Bro. I don't even bother to disrespect myself like that.
That's what I'm saying. So imagine if you're a woman and somebody goes, congratulations. And you're like, what? And you're like, the baby. You're like, I'm not pregnant. How would you feel? Right? Well, how would you feel? Well, it's different for a guy because it's obviously masculine. But like a woman, if it's reverse
masculinity.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, of course they would feel offended. For us, it's different. Nobody's going to confuse me from a woman. They're like, oh, you're a woman. I'm like, yeah, okay, bro. It's like, all right, yeah, okay, right.
What women have you been dating, buddy?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, they're gonna. Women is different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, for guys is, there's no, it's equal, not the same. They're different, right? Equal in every way, not the same. there's some men that love to be a house husband.
Yes, Steven. Our boy Steven. Yeah. He is headed that direction. And shout out to Steven.
And so they're good at it. That's what they want to do. I love taking the kids in. I like taking charge, military style.
It's mad fun.
You get the kids come home. All right, take off your book bag, shoes, go get a snack.
No, you're trying to degrade women by making them moms.
Well, see, that's the thing. Oh, that's another thing too. Wait, let me finish. Now, and then you stay home with the kids. You don't work, or you don't have to work, because the wife makes good money, whatever. I'm going to make food. My wife is going to come home in about 2 hours. Let me make sure I make some dinner, right? I like to cook. I'm going to cook. Kids, I don't know.
I know for a fact you don't like to cook.
I do not know how to cook.
I tried
a bunch of times, okay? Unsuccessfully. But if a man was to say that to a woman, or better said, if a man is going shopping by himself with the kids, whatever, or a man says to the kids, he's not being a father, he's babysitting. You babysitting the kids today?
Oh, he's just watching them.
He's just watching.
He's not parenting.
He's not parenting, no.
That's crazy.
That's right.
That's a good way of putting it.
So that is the flip of what women, right? So like women, if they want to stay home and watch kids, I think that's fantastic. Me personally.
Yeah.
If my wife is like, I don't want to work anymore, I'd rather stay home with the kids.
Especially now, them staying home because the woman has work experience, has like the equality has gone up since, you know, the 20s, 30s, yeah, whatever the case may be. So their understanding of the workforce and the work environment and society and equality, like they're even more equipped now to do the parenting stuff, the mom stuff, the woman stuff, yeah, and give the best perspective to both male and female child.
But if a woman does that, there's people in this world that are like, you don't have to stay home with those kids. You can go work and be your own person.
Yeah.
Some women don't want that. Some women rather stay home with the kids. Just like some men rather stay home with the kids. Some men rather work. Like, I don't want to stay home with the kids. Yeah. I can't deal with the kids screaming. I'd rather work.
That's my brother.
Yep. I'd rather just work hard. Here goes the money. All right. We figure out what we need to pay for, what we need to buy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They can't do this. They can't do the, you know, the kid made a drawing or something like regular. And they can't do this. That's amazing. Oh, what a great job.
Look at the cut. That's a perfect circle. They can't. That's a really good circle. That's
abstracting is just.
Some guys are not like that, which is.
Some women are like that.
I could do that.
You could do that?
Oh, I love doing it. My kids come there. My 5-year-old's
drawing. I see you do it and I'm like. He's pushing it.
Yeah.
He is stretching.
That's really nice.
I feel like there's been a few times that you've done it and you've looked at me like.
You have to.
You do.
You have to because it makes them feel good.
But then you have to dumb it down.
But the thing is, if you don't do that, then they feel like, oh, I guess it wasn't good. I'm not going to draw no more.
It's self-esteem. It's all. Yeah. That's all parenting.
Okay.
But when they get older as teenagers, you have to like dumb it down. Like, no, it wasn't that great. This is how you can improve.
I do that now with Damien. Damien draws. Yes. He's getting better.
Okay.
But every time I look, I critique it a little bit. Like, this looks really good. But that left arm is just too short, bro. Yeah. You got to stretch one out. That's it.
Yeah, it's like.
He loves drawing characters. That's why I said left arm. There's always some fighting stance. That left arm, the fingers is too short.
It's the same thing.
You got it.
So you start with like, you know, you're great. You're awesome. Great try. Good attempt. Whatever the case may be. Whatever the positive encouragement is. Even though it may be like, whatever. They're kids. Yeah. But when they get older, you start giving them the criticism. And then introducing like, yo, buddy, this is life. You're going to get criticized.
And then I was about to say, what happens now? If you were to draw something, show me like, yo, look at this. Came out mad good. I'm looking like, that is garbage, sir. That is garbage.
When you're an adult. Bro, what
all
is
all that stuff goes away, yo. It's just either it's good or it's garbage. There's no in between.
Yeah, and you explain it to them. Like, listen, I'm only telling you what it's better coming from me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Because I'm going to critique you.
I'm going to critique you. You know what I mean? But I'm your dad. And you're going to take it. The blow is going to be a lot softer from me than it is from somebody who you're trying to actually impress. You ain't trying to impress me.
So anyway, that's all parenting.
Parenting.
Some guys rather do it. Some women rather do it. Whatever.
And what do you prefer? You or your wife?
I rather my wife because she has a softer hand than me.
Nourishing thing?
Yeah, the nourishing thing. Difficult. I try. I love it. Growing up, nobody ever hugged me. No daddy hugs, no mommy hugs, right? My older kids, I was still coming out of that. Nobody hugs me. I feel uncomfortable hugging.
Yeah, I'm there.
Right? My two younger kids always jump on me. So they're kind of breaking me out of it. So now I'll be like, oh, come on, give me a hug, you know? So now I'm a little bit better with it. Even my wife says it. She's like, oh, you're more touchy-feely. touchy. You know what I'm saying? Before I wasn't like that. I was like, ah, don't touch. Ah, you're touching me.
When I would come over and the little one jumps on top of me, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel like a branch.
But now, at least my two younger ones, because they're going to get it from them when they're babies.
Yeah.
When they become adults, it's going to be no thing for them. Of course, they're going to hug their, oh, no, come here, buddy.
Yeah. But you think you'll revert back to like the, because I feel like I did.
I think when it comes out, when they have kids, the grandkids, they're going to get the worst. They're going to get the most spoiled.
Yeah.
I think by that point, I'm broken down.
Because I missed those 3 or 4 years with my son, I missed that part.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I missed that part. So he came to me like 8 years old, 7 years old, and I'm just like, ah.
Hey, buddy, give me five.
Yeah. He would get sick and put his arm around me, and I'm just like,
what do I do?
Okay. All right, buddy. All right. Then eventually, it feels like this. It feels like I'm doing this.
Yeah. It feels like it. Yeah, I know what you mean. You're like kind of like touching with, you're hugging with the tip of your fingers. You're like, all right.
Even now, he'll put his thing on my thing. And now I'm like, you know what? Come here, kid. We good. You know, but he's turning into a teenager. So I feel like it's even more weird as they grow older.
So yeah, wife, she has a softer hand than me. I'm too hard. I don't know how to explain it. Rough. I don't know. Like, I'm just like off, standoffish sort of. So she's better at it than me. So I'd rather her do it. But if she wanted, I mean, she works now. But if she wanted to work forever, no problem. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
The other thing I feel like is that as a minority, Latinos, whatever, I feel like because of the lack of the male presence in the home that, you know, so I'm dating and I'm finding that women, the ones that are like, oh man, she's definitely like, oh, you know, you're talking about attraction. You're talking about looks, the physical. But there's other aspects to some of the girls that I'm talking to. I'm just going out there, meeting the world, whatever the case may be. And one shorty is, she's Latin, and she got a dope-ass apartment. She's, you know, working, taking care of her two kids, whatever the case may be. And she's always cleaning. She's doing the, like, super mom kind of, everything is always, she probably has OCD. I call her out on it all the time. But then I'm thinking to myself, but she's not about this guy who I feel like I'm ready to tie down. I'm used to taking out the garbage and cooking, you know, and cleaning. And I'm like, I feel like I went through all the mistakes that I know exactly what I want for myself and what I want in a relationship. So I'm like trying to, holla at shorty. And she's like, no, I'm still waiting for my baby daddy who's coming out of jail. I was like,
you're making a mistake.
What are you doing?
You're making a mistake.
How could, and my question to this particular person was, how could you make the phrase about you want to be about you and you've grown and that you say that you love yourself and you care yourself and you're with someone who's constantly cheating on you, leaving you, abandoning you and your kids?
Yeah, she has low self-esteem.
It has to be.
Yeah.
And shorty got it going on. You know, she's doing her thing. But
yeah, people like that, they don't feel like they're worth.
But it's not even people like that. I think it derives from the lack of both parents in the home, especially in the Latin and Black and the minority communities. They have no point of reference.
Yeah.
There's no point of reference. So to them, it's like what feels good right now and what's safe.
Yeah. And then now with this generation coming up, I be seeing the most craziest stuff that I'm like, guys.
I saw something that said that they're new millennials than baby boomers.
They're more millennials?
Now the numbers have tipped that there are now more of them than the baby boomers. Well,
baby boomers are dying.
They're done. Home health aids, yeah, services.
That's right. Who are the home health aides? The millennials.
The millennials that know that are on their phone.
On their phone, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like how does it get better if there's like no breaking of this cycle of,
yeah, I don't know. Just look, don't, if you're a guy, hug your kids, please. Just please, love of God, hug your kids, please. Just that simple action changes everything. Just a hug.
It really does. And you think we forget what it is to be a child and how important it is?
No, I'm with kids all day, bro. That's me. I was playing with toys yesterday, right? So you know, last night I was playing with toys.
What were you playing with?
My son got a garbage truck, and my other son got a racetrack. So I had to show him how to. The garbage truck had like an arm that throws garbage in it. I had to show him how to work that, and the other one I built the racetrack, and we were jumping ramps.
Oh, and that sounds mad fun.
And I had to fix a toilet. So I did all that yesterday.
The toilet was a mission, huh?
The toilet was a mission. I didn't think
the
I was
toilet gonna... you went in, came back, went in, came back, rethought the whole idea.
Exactly, yeah. So
I could picture the whole scenario.
So I did everything, bro. Like, you know, dad, husband.
Did you work?
I didn't work yesterday. It was
off Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I did everything. I fixed a home, spent time with my wife, spent time with my kids, went shopping.
Ooh.
Love shopping.
I went to a church. I
went to Home Goods.
Look at you. Ew.
I went to Fairway.
Oh, that's it. You just capped out, son.
We went to Walmart. You went to Jersey.
I went to
a child's birthday party, a 1-year-old birthday party. Oh. I did everything yesterday, bro. My day off of work. That's what I decided to do in my life.
I was explaining that to my son that, you know, most people work 9 to 5 and they say that they have Saturday, Sunday off, but because they can't do anything during the week, that it ends up being just the weekend is chores.
Chores, yep.
Not work. Chores.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting paid for these actions. They're just things you need to get done. They have to be done. To survive the week again.
Like, I gotta wash clothes. Ugh. I'm going to spend Saturday sitting in the laundromat. Oh, you know what else? My fridge is running out of food. I gotta go shopping.
I went to the Flatbush Church yesterday where they had the baptism.
Oh yeah.
So the pastor is there, Pastor, is there, and you know how he plays out the announcements or the weekly updates. You play it on, you know, each house plays it. Mm-hmm. He did it live because he didn't want to hear himself, which I thought was hilarious because we've all experienced that, right? And so he's doing it live, and then it's a baptism, and we're inside like an old school, like those, you know, those buildings like where my ex used to live, but like the old school ones with the old school elevators, five floors, whatever the case, freaking dungeon castles looking buildings. So we're in this old school freaking Victorian kind of like apartment, whatever the case may be, and they got a kiddie pool, bro.
And I saw
it. They emptied, this thing was huge, and I'm thinking to myself, this is I'm enjoying just the process of getting this thing started. And then I said to my son, I was like, we better be out early before they ask us to help them dump out this water bucket by bucket, because it's going to be a hot minute. But they got it done. Somehow they managed to get it done. It was insane. It was insane. I was like, this is how we do. But that's just the third different house church that I've been to. I plan to visit all of them just to see what the vibe is differently. Yeah, yeah. So far, I got to say, the live music in a small setting is kind of dope. And I'm not big on worshiping. I'm not big on the whole. I think most males are not about this whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most guys are not with it. Like, I'll do church, honey, but can we go right after we greet our neighbors, you know, to avoid worship altogether? So, but I feel like this version of church is challenging some of those individuals. So, like in the Staten Island one, they just play a video, and then you could see the guy. I tend to play the guy that doesn't want to sing at all, because I want to hear like the other guys that normally would never, you know, and they're like they're singing with their they're like speaking, they're not even singing, and I just find it funny because it's really taking them out of their. I don't care. I could care less, but seeing them, you know, sort of come out of their comfort zone because it's such a small environment, and then nobody likes looking at each other. Yeah. It's just hilarious. Everyone's doing one of these. They're looking up. They're praying.
It's too.
It's in your face.
Intimate. It's like.
It's like you're in the shower singing, and someone's standing,
staring at their face.
You're showering. You're taking a bath. Someone's just doing it. So weird.
Last week was it? One of the guys had like injury. They're like, all right, we're gonna pray for whoever needs prayer, and he's like, here it is back. So, joking around, we're like, oh, we're gonna. He said. We were waiting for other people to come get prayer, right? It was three of us there just sitting there waiting. And he was like, man, you know, he's telling me about like his back. I was like, yo, we should pray for you, like joking around. And the other guy was like, yeah, we should pray for you. And I looked at him like I smiled at him. Ah, we're going to pray for you now. Get ready.
Get ready.
And then right before we started, I was like, man, I wish we had oil to put on you. And then the other guy there was like, I'll get oil. And he walked away. I was like, oh, snap. What did I do? And then he came in. The guy that was going to get prayed for was like, what are you doing, son? I was like, yo, sorry. I guess we're going to put oil on
you. We're going
in. And then the guy came back with the oil. He put it in my hand. He goes, all right, you do it. I was like, I've never done this before. And then he's like, don't worry about it. You can figure it out. And then he starts praying for him. I was like, I guess I'm doing this. And I looked at him like, here it goes.
I don't know.
And then he had like between his like neck and his razor shoulder blades. And I had to like rub it.
Ew, you little slut.
It's prayer.
It's prayer, okay? It doesn't count.
But after it was over, I was like, wow, that was really good. That was really good. That was interesting. I liked it. I'll do it again.
Okay, here we go, guys. You need some holy oil on your back.
I should ask him. Yo, did your back get better?
Yeah,
did oil work? We should have warmed up the oil. That's what I think we should have did. Sorry.
With your clammy ass hands. Yeah, I definitely find it funny just how difficult it is for the male to, like, you know, worship or do those traditions.
That's what I mean. Like, women are a little bit more softer.
Yeah, yeah, they're just it just naturally.
But they're not inferior. They're just different. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see it as inferiority at all. Actually, I see it as a strength because I don't want to do that crap.
That's not what you said before.
Chill, son. Chill. People hate me as it is.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, they have different roles. You know what I'm saying? They're better at some things that we suck at, and we're better at things that they suck at. It's just life. Like, if there was a car accident outside and the guy was trapped under the car, is there going to be a flock of women that are like, let me pick up this car? No, the guy's going to be like, well, let's go. Let's go pick up this car. Because we're just stronger than them.
Yeah, I mean, not that the flock of women can't randomly show up and
They could totally do it. But what I'm saying is, guys are going to be like, let's go. Let's go.
Right. So in another way of looking at it is, if someone is you know, in a group or a session or a meeting or in a prayer and someone starts, you know, crying and they're sobbing and, you know, you could tell they're having a breakdown, naturally the woman's going to go and tend to that person. The guy's going to be like,
don't come to me with that.
Please, not me. Don't somebody go first. Somebody comfort her first. Exactly. I was early. It was like 3 a.m, bro. I'm up. My son pretty much just fell out, and I get one of those notifications. Oh, this was a conversation you had, and I'm like, oh snap, Justin. So I open up the Facebook Messenger chat box, whatever it's called, chat head, and I'm reading the message that I sent them. It was like, and I start saying, listen to the message. Hey, God bless, bro. Danny tells me that you need a banner for your church. Hit me up. Here's my number. Let me know what you need so I can get some more details. Never wrote back. So then I look at the date. I'm like, yo, 6 years ago. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So I'm like, I wrote to him.
It is 6 years
ago. So I wrote to him because he's online at 3 a.m. This dude is online. So
yeah, but the phone keeps you on for some stupid reason.
I know. It does. I figured out that when you go on Facebook, it automatically logs you into Messenger like you're...
Yeah.
You know what I'm like? I'm trying to figure out how to turn that off because, like, it just... Whatever. So I see that he's on, so I message him. This was Saturday. And I know he doesn't really talk to people on Saturday. That's his day, right?
Yeah.
Which I get. I'm totally with it. And I'm like, damn, bro, you're going to hit your 7-year max. You know what I mean? I got to defriend you and then, like, let you go. Got to cut you off.
You should have.
No, he responds. He goes, I never respond to messages that start with, God bless you. I wrote back laughing out loud. I was like, I knew I picked the right church. And he wrote laughing out loud back. So when on Sunday, when I see him, the first thing he does when he sees me, he's like, oh, brother, God bless you. I'm like, yo, you OD, son.
Well, you should have done
it. Nobody else
like,
got it.
You should have been like, hey, let me get those sizes whenever you're ready. Let me get that.
Yo, bad long ago, bro. 6 years. Oh, that's it. That's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
All right. You were on the... Nah, it's still going.
How long have we been recording for?
Yo, that's the thing. I can... It's so dim. I can't even give you that answer.
All right.
I want to say a solid hour, though.
Yeah, we're
good. A good solid hour. And what this episode was about is really... I have no idea. Good luck. That's your job. Figuring out what this episode was about. I think it was just regular shooting the breeze. It's insane to me how long this year is taking. And I think it's just the anticipation of all the stuff that's to come. I think that this election thing is just going to be like, I keep seeing that guy that was crying on the floor. Remember when
it got announced? That was a woman. I'm so happy that just happened. That was a woman, bro. That's so good. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sorry. I see what I see is what I say. So that was a woman. I apologize to the woman that happened. Are you about to play something?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Oh my gosh.
Look at the title, too. It says it right there.
It was a woman, right?
Free. I wish that the thing would just respond to me when I'm doing it.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
That's crazy.
Ever anywhere, the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald.
She is off the hook right now. Where is she right now in life?
I am so sorry.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. Look at her right before. She's like worshiping.
She Donald is. Trump is now president of the United States. Oh, man.
That's it. That's how we're ending this.
I gotta keep that. Play that again, actually. I think I had it actually on mute. She's like worshiping. It's about to go down.
But look, listen to what she does. Listen to what the guy's saying.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
Everybody around is howling.
Imagine you cheering in that crowd.
You'll get murdered.
Yeah, you would have got murdered.
They have no... You heard about that? I'm not going to talk about it. It's too much. It's too much to talk
Wait,
about.
Wait, but just say it. Let them look it up.
No, there's a guy that Joe Rogan had his podcast that converted a bunch of KKK members.
Wow, no.
Oh, it's this black dude. I forget his name. But look it up. Look up Joe Rogan's podcast. He converted like hundreds of KKK members.
To not be KKK?
You wow. know how he started? He was playing in a band. And he went to some whatever state. And some guy walked up to him and was like, yo, I never saw a black guy play the piano that good. You know, and the guy's like, what are you talking about? Ray Charles, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? He's like, I've never heard of any, whatever, whatever. And the guy's like, I mean, you know, let's get a beer. The KKK member tells the black guy that. And then the KKK member starts laughing. He goes, yo, I can't believe, I never drank beer with a black guy before. And the black guy's like, I can't believe, I've traveled around this country. I've drank beers with everybody, you know.
They're both in shock.
Yeah, and then he tells me he's KKK, and the black guy doesn't believe him. And he shows me his card, his membership card.
Oh, man.
Anyway, for some reason, they stay in contact, right? Eventually, the guy's like, I don't believe in KKK. I don't believe in that ideology anymore because I know a black guy that's not stupid. You're not a criminal. You're not on welfare. I don't believe it anymore.
You basically
you changed broke me all by the stereotypes. My friend, you changed everything. Then the KKK member takes his robe and gives it to the black guy. You have it.
Wow.
All right. And the black guy has done this hundreds of times, hundreds of KKK. I keep calling him a black guy. I feel bad. I forget his name.
You're just like supporting the KKK by just referring to him as black guy.
Man, what is it called?
You're going to have to put it up on the bio, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
I got to say his name.
This is all you, papa. 100% you. You got the whole audience like, what is he saying? And there's probably like two or three people that like know the name and they're yelling it right now.
Daryl Davis.
There you go.
Okay. His name is Daryl Davis. So this guy... over the years of his life, he's converted them, right?
Right.
All right. Then, later on, in the future, he's been doing it for like 20 years. Just recently, there was an event where they invited a bunch of speakers from that have different ideas, right? Some people are conservative, some people are liberal, some people are Republican, some people are Democrat, whatever. Some people are not. But they just brought them there to have conversations, whatever. There was people there that said everybody in there is a Nazi. And the black guys, they're like, what are you talking about? I converted people out of that. And you're calling me a Nazi? And that's to show you that it doesn't matter. Logic doesn't matter. It's all about ideology. I believe. Because I believe Donald Trump's a bad president.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
That's it. It doesn't even matter what his policies are.
No. Or how good he does. Or what he does.
How good he's done. Realistically.
Done.
Not the best president. Not the worst either. Not that bad.
No.
And that's why Devin Wolfleckis walks around recording. He's like, Donald Trump is not that bad.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
He so the question is, that's why you got to tighten that thing so it doesn't come out of that. Nice, buddy. Just break everything. That's what he's good at, actually. So Trump's still the... Tighten the little screw thing so that way it doesn't come out.
Bro.
So Trump is still the winner of 2020?
Yeah.
Even with my dude Shorty Bloomberg?
Bloomberg?
Little man Bloomberg.
He's not getting anywhere. Bloomberg's not going anywhere.
Sanders?
Sanders might take the Democratic nomination. I think so.
So you really think it is between Sanders and Buttigieg?
I think Buttigieg is just a fluke. I don't think
it was a da-da-da.
Yeah, because apparently what's going on is that they don't want Bernie Sanders taking over the party. Like they do with when Hillary Clinton ran. Bernie Sanders should have ran against Donald Trump last time, but they took it from Bernie and they gave it to Hillary. There's like a whole conspiracy. Not a conspiracy.
That's how I feel like what they're doing with Buttigieg. They're giving it to him.
They're giving it to him. They don't want Bernie because Bernie has radical ideas. That even the left are like, I don't know. It's not a good idea, bro.
What is it? Socialist?
So, yeah. Socialism? Like, you know, if you charge people 50% tax, they're not going to be able to afford their rent. You're going to have a bigger problem than what you think.
Yeah.
You know, just because people are getting paid less doesn't mean landlords are going to charge less.
Yeah, yeah.
They own the buildings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So as much as people think that's a great idea, it's not practical.
I love when these leaders come up with ideas and then it's failing miserably, and they just, you know, do everything they can to make it like, you know, Cuomo with this whole bail reform thing. Like, he already started calling it. You know, we're probably gonna amend it. We're gonna probably just amend it.
Yeah.
We're just gonna.
I don't even know how that's going. I have no idea how that's going.
That it's going pretty horribly because, you know, these repeated offenders are just walking out, going back in, walking out, going back in, walking out, going back in. Mm. So they want to bring it back where, you know, the judges have certain jurisdictions and certain case by, in other words, to amend it where that the judges can.
I don't know why they just don't leave it to the judge's discretion.
That's what they're trying to do.
If the judge says, this is the third time I saw you this month.
Yeah.
You're staying in jail.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go out, you're going to have to pay in the same amount.
That's like what happened, whatever, like in the 80s or 90s, whatever, when people would go to jail for drugs. And the judge is like, I don't want to put you in jail. I know that you have a problem and I know. But the law says that I have to give you the minimum sentence is 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to put you in jail. And judges they got their arms tied behind the back because of the law.
Mm-mm-mm. And then you have Trump and having all these incarcerated people let out, you know, and how, you know, it's helping them going back to work and you know, productively going back into society. And he had all these you know, people that he recently let out talk about, you know, I wouldn't have these opportunities. I got a job right off the back. And I'm like, yeah, these are great, good, great stories and making them look good. But like, how far are we, you know, how much money we actually spend in incarceration and how effective has it been in history period versus these small programs that help people get back into society. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If you could figure out a way or what to do with these people that come out of jail, like a pro. Now, the thing is that they say you need an address. That's it. You need a job. Those two things. I think that's all you need to get out on parole. Right? When they say you got parole, you have to go. You have to have a job and you have to have a place to live. They can't just throw you in the street, right?
Right.
If they could figure out a way to have a mentor instead of a parole officer, I think that'll change everything.
That was the key word I was actually going for. Where's the mentorship to hold these people accountable?
Because if you don't, what's going to happen is Trump's going to win again and you're just going to be another.
But the. I really hope that's recorded because it's going to be a lot of work for me later on. But yeah, the problem with the word mentorship is that it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. The problem with mentorship is that it basically gives this like buddy system when, you know, it's like, no, this person's going to shout you out if you're not doing the right thing.
It works with AA, right? Alcoholics Anonymous. You have yourself a buddy. When you're slipping, you call your friend. Or they, you know, you stay in contact. Supposed to stay in contact. There's some people that are not going to be saved. They get as criminals, whatever. No matter what mentorship you give them, they're not. You know what happens? Sorry, you got to go back in until you figure it out. And those people might stay in jail forever.
Yeah, that's their.
That's just their life.
It's like their calling.
I'm sorry. Like, you got to get it together. If you don't get it together, I don't know what to tell you. We can't keep you out here. You're killing people. You're stealing. You're whatever. You're being a drain into the system.
That's that person that's in AAA that really, you know, doesn't he's there for a week and he's gone for a month and it's back like, for a day.
Eventually the AA is going to be like, I'm sorry, we can't help you. You got to go. You're being a drain. You're taking away a mentor that could be helping other people. You got to go. Good luck. You know, that's just life.
Yo, for those people who are dealing with that, call 311. They do everything, apparently.
311. They do everything.
They do everything, bro. They're definitely underpaid.
Yeah.
Definitely underpaid. We'll be back. I don't know what we got planned next. We should get somebody on the show.
We should. Maybe this lady? Ah, she doesn't want to be on. Forget it.
That lady's busy right now, okay?
They should hire her to CNN.
She's trying to make sure Sanders wins. That looks like it could be Sanders' grandson.
Yeah. Yo, thanks everybody for tuning in. Give us a like, subscribe, comment.
Oh, yeah.
Comment. If you comment, we'll respond to it 100%.
You're going to respond because...
we'll respond on the show.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that. We can definitely do that. So...
until next time, that's it. Peace.
Peace. So crazy music. Why'd you have to have the horrible sound effects? Inconsistent.